Okay, Chefra, I want to just talk very briefly about the end of Siman Sadi Vav. It says in the Mechaber that if someone cuts kishuim are cucumbers, and you cut cucumbers with a fleishige knife, all you need is greda. All you need is to just take off a teensiest bit. Greda is even less than klipa. You take off just greda, and then you're allowed to have the cucumber with chalav. Right? That's the basic halacha. Now, why this is true, why you need some sort of greda, shouldn't hadacha suffice? Shouldn't it suffice to just rinse the cucumber off? So the shach in Eis Chaf Aleph, if you read the shach nicely and slowly and carefully, the shach is giving two explanations. The first explanation of the shach is the reason why if I cut a cucumber, all I need is I need greda rather than just hadacha. Zuck the shach because it's a davar lach. The cucumber is like a soft type of item, and as a soft item, I'm worried that maybe some of the dirt that is on the knife, because as we know, knives don't really get completely clean, maybe some of that dirt, some of that basar, is going to end up on the cucumber, so I have to do a little bit of greda to get it off. That's the shach's first explanation. The shach at the end, however, tells me that in the Sefer Torah Schatos, they give another explanation. The shach doesn't tell me what that other explanation is. If you look in the Primogodim, who we love, as you know, almost as much as the Megillah Sefer, but if you look in the Primogodim, so the Primogodim says that the reason why you need greda is because the kishuim are charif ktsas. Cucumbers is a teeny bit of charifos, he says. The teensiest bit of charifos, and apparently all vegetables, besides lefes, besides like carrots, have a teeny bit of charifos. And that's a second explanation. What's interesting to note is twofold. First of all, the Prima Godim paskins like this second explanation, that the reason why you need the greda is because there's a tiny drop of charifos. Consequently, if I have food that has zero charifos whatsoever, we mentioned lefes, we mentioned that carrots have no charifos. Some say bread has no charifos. So then it's going to be heter gamur l'cha'ira, according to this second explanation. However, in the Yad Yehuda and the other Achronim, they prefer the first explanation of the shach, which is that the reason why you need greda is because it's a davar that's lach. That would mean that something that's entirely yavesh, l'chora, should not require any greda whatsoever. Anything that's completely yavesh should not require any greda. Now, there is a possible nafgamina between these two explanations, and this is all found in the Yad Yehuda. The Yad Yehuda quotes that what the Pischei Tshuva has over here in Eis Hei is a possible nafgamina. Pischei Tshuva talks about how once upon a time they opened up a fish with a knife, and the shaila was what they should do, if they would have to do greda, like the whole fish would be gone or something. So what do they do when they opened up the fish with the knife? So the Pischei Tshuva quotes in the Chavis Ya'ir that they could just do hadacha, just rinse the fish off well and everything's going to be great. And in the Badei HaShulchan, he quotes that many Achronim disagree with the Chavis Ya'ir. And they say that something that requires greda, if you don't do greda, is going to be treif. Right? That's what emerges over here. Now, what's interesting to note is the Yad Yehuda Taina is that this should be toloi in our discussion. You see, if you hold that the reason why you require the greda is because it is lach, so memela, if I can't do hadacha, it's going to be aser. Because if I can't do greda, it's going to be aser because I'm worried that some of the chalav or basa or whatever got into it. But if I assume that the reason is because that it's a shtikl charif, so says the Yad Yehuda, this svara that it's a tiny bit charif is just a chumra ba'alma. This svara isn't really a fully halachic svara, and as such, the case of the fish would be mutter. So comes along the Yad Yehuda and he says like this, when the chavos ya'ir was makel on the fish that I couldn't do greda on, that all you have to do is hadacha, that's because he's assuming, like, reason number two, like that it's a davar charif a teeny bit, so memela, it's only a chumra. If it's only a chumra, hadacha would suffice, right? But Right? According to reason number one, that it might be me'ikar hadin, so the fish is going to be treif, and that's the psak of the Yad Yehuda. Now, in a situation where you need hadacha, right? We're talking about a case where you need greida. But if I cut lefes, if I cut a carrot, so l'cha'ayra, all I need is hadacha. That's what it says in the mechaber. The shach seems to have two days here in Oschaf Gimel as to whether something that requires hadacha, if I don't do hadacha, is the item kosher or treif, no? Explanation two of the shach is that something that requires hadacha, if I don't do hadacha, the item is going to still be kosher because the hadacha is only a chumra ba'alma. Right? We actually encountered this way back when in Siman Tzadi Aleph, when we spoke about basar and gavino shenagu ze bezeh, right? That it requires some sort of hadacha, no? So over there, the shaila also is, if I don't do the hadacha, is it going to be treif? Right? That seems to be the two opinions here in this shach in Siman Tzadi Vav. Shach Sof Siman Tzadi Vav. The question that the Dogome Revava asks is, if you go back to Siman Tzadi Aleph, again, like everyone should be chazering Basar B'chalof already, so like, that is why we can like give this type of shiur. If you go back to Tzadi Aleph in the shach in Sifkat and Dalet, right? So in Tzadi Aleph in the shach Sifkat and Dalet, we encountered a case that let's say I cut bread with a fleishig knife, no? Or some meat touches, let's say some meat touches the bread. So Mechaber says you have to be careful that meat shouldn't touch bread, because if meat touches bread, you can't eat the bread with gavina, no? The shach writes you can't eat it with gavina without hadacha, meaning it's going to be treif without hadacha. But if the shach is correct in his second day over here, the hadacha is only a chumra, so how come, right, you can't eat it without hadacha? You get an impression the bread is going to be treif. That's a Dogam Ravavas Kasha. How come in Tzadi Aleph, if the bread touches meat, so I'm not allowed to eat it without hadacha? You get an impression that without hadacha, it's mamish treif. Why is it going to be treif? L'cha ora, it should still be kosher, because the shach tells me that hadacha is a chumra. That's the Dogam Ravavas Kasha. Answers the Dogam Ravavas, you know what? He thinks this is the shach l'shitasai, that the shach tells us in Peches, and later on in Sadi Zayin, like we'll do that like in 38 seconds, the shach tells me that al halechem yichya ha'adam. Bread is more chomer than anything else. Not only is bread more chomer than anything else, I'm choishish, I'm going to eat the bread with any min, but the bread is more chomer that the bread is going to become treif without hadacha. That's what the Dogomer Revava here says. Any other item without hadacha is going to be kosher because I assume that the hadacha is only a chumra, like the shach writes in Oschaf Gimel by us. But bread, well, aser. Right? That's what the Dogomer Revava says. Okay. Fine. Should we go on? Do some more Torah? That's the end of Siman Tzadi Vav that I wanted to do. There's a whole discussion if you cut a carrot and then you cut a radish, etc. All of these dinim. It's very interesting. The assumption is that carrots have a tam mishuna. The Chochmas Adam says that lefes is a carrot. Yeah.
Why should bread be more? I'm just going to be bread with more meat than, you know, with all that lefem and the other one. Should bread be more chomer?
Because you eat bread with both meat and cheese. Right. So we're choishish that you're for sure going to eat the bread with something. You see, one of the svaras of the shach over here is that maybe I'll just eat it on my own. And therefore, what's the big deal, right? If I cut a carrot with a fleishig knife, so there's no hadacha, so I'll eat it on my own. What's the big deal? The only concern is maybe I'll eat it with the mincha kenegdai, right? So the answer is by bread, I'm more worried because bread, right, is a staple that you eat with everything.
Don't you only need hadacha or bread if you're going to eat it? If you end up eating it, meaning if you end up eating with milk, then you need to do hadacha.
So we're going to have to talk about that in a minute. Not so poshut. Ken Zayin that... obviously you don't need hadacha. If I have a piece of salami that touches my meat, I'm allowed to eat a salami sandwich. Right? And a chanami. That's not a question. But let's say I just want to leave it over stamazai. That might be a problem. Because then I'm worried that I might eat it either way, as opposed to the carrot, that there's a good chance I'll eat it on its own. The bread... We're always worried that you might eat with food of the opposite gender. Psachim Lamed Vav. Drury!
One question relates to that, though. But don't we say that if you have bread on the table during the meal?
In Peiches, yeah.
Yeah. So if that's the case, why shouldn't you should have to throw it out? Because you need to have it there.
So that's what we spoke about, didn't we? With five Kohen Paskins, that the leftover bread from a meal, your mamish have to throw out. You can't even designate it for fleishig, that's if it's leftover bread from a fleishig meal. We thought that it wasn't abundantly clear that maybe you can mark it as fleishig bread and save it. I'm not 100% sure why we're not inclined like what Reb Feivel says, but in Peiches we spoke about that, yeah.
According to this, then you should have to throw it out.
Yes. Okay. Because it's Dago Mervava. I think he's mitzayin that Dago Mervava in the Peiches, actually. I think in that chumrah, Benji, what are you telling them?
What if only if it was a knife that was used with meat? Let's say you have enough, oh, at the Suda, let's say on Shabbos is very common, like you cut the challah,
yeah.
So you have like a special challah knife, and you have like half a challah left over, but it's a meat Suda.
So I think we spoke about this. Again, if I cut my challah with a parav knife,
yeah,
a
bread knife.
Like your so... If I have a bread knife with a parav knife, I cut my challah, but the bread was out of fleishig meal. So Reb Moshe Feinstein in that tshuva points out that the lashon ha'gos ha'shri is that it's only a chumrah. The lashon other rishonim is that it's me'ikar hadin. But the small pieces of bread, I'm worried, maybe ended up coming in contact with the meat because that's the meat meal. And those small pieces of bread, what? Am I allowed to save them for the next meal or not? That's what we were just discussing.
Like the big chunk that's left, that like that you didn't cut, if you left half a challah over, you didn't cut that.
So the half a challah over in Igus Moshe is Mekel. I think we learned that Moshe. It's Simon Mem or something in Chilak Yeredeya. I think we're Moshe's Mekel on that. Yeah. I'd have to find where he quotes it, but I think he's referring to this Dago Merivava somewhere. I'd have to find out. Okay. Simin Sadi Zayin is the famous Simin of Milchiga bread. Psachim Daflam Edvav tells me that Ein Loshen Isa B'cholov, that you're not allowed to knead bread with milk because you might come to eat it with basar. There are two kulas that are found here in Shulchan Aruch. One kula is the Gemara says it's mutter when it's Ke'en Turah. One kula for Ke'en Turah is the way Rashi learns, which is Ke'en Turah is it's a small amount, and you eat it in one shot. The other kula that's found in Shulchan Aruch is the Perish of the Rif. That the Rif says Ke'en Turah means it has a unique shape. In either situation, we pass in either if it's a small amount or a unique shape, so it's going to be mutter. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Now, there is a Machlokes Mechaber and Ramah about what a small amount means. The Mechaber says a small amount is achila bevas achas. You get an impression to eat it in one meal. The Ramah sounds like that a small amount is even l'kavod Shabbos. Right? In other words, all the bread I'll eat l'kavod Shabbos, the Lechem Mishnah, etc., that's also considered a small amount. It's the amount I'll eat in one day. Now, there is a Drisha who paskins that you need both reasons. It has to both be a small amount and it has to have a unique shape. The Pashtus is that the Drisha is not Niskabel Lahalacha. The Pashtus is that we... accept either a small amount or a unique shape. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Yesh La'ayin. What's the nature of this iser of having milchiga bread? By the way, this is one of the big issues in kashrus, no? If you look at some of the, how do we call them, Mickey Mouse hashgachas, some of the hashgachas that like are really, really shvach, they couldn't even make it to triple A ball, like single A ball, like really weak hashgachas. So some of those weak hashgachas have milchik bread, no? You look at the bread and it has whey in it. I know when we go camping in the summer, so we like to go up to Maine or we go to central New York. We try to go places like where there are no Jews around. So you can get anything in Walmart with hashgacha. Sometimes these have like really funky hashgachas that like, I don't know what that is. And often the bread, right, is going to really be a problem, because the bread, milchik bread, is mamish treif, no? That's what it says in Yerideya, Simin Tzadi Zayin. You have to be careful with that. So what's the nature of this? Does it become a cheftza of Isser, or is it just a gezeira that it's Asr? That's the question that we have to deal with. The Rav is quoted in the Shi'urei HaRav on page Resh Mem Tes. The Rav said that he felt that it's not going to be a cheftza of Isser, and the nafgamina the Rav gave is as follows. It says in Or HaChaim, Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav, this is, if anyone ends up working like on JLIC or something, you're going to get the shayla. Because you're sitting in the cafeteria, and some Jewish kid walks over to the rabbi and says, "Hey rabbi, I just ate treif, should I bench?" What do you do? So the gemaras and brachas, you remember, you know, achol demayin, mezamnin olav, right? There's a machlokes rabbam and ravid, lahalacha. Do you make a bracha if you eat a bracha achron if you ate treif, no? And we paskin, you don't, no? You don't make a bracha achrona if you ate treif. What about this? You ate milchik bread. You make a bracha achrona? So the Rav said, if it's a cheftza shel iser, you're not going to make a bracha achrona. You're not going to bench. But if it's not a cheftza shel iser, if it's only a gezeira, so then you will bench. That's what the Rav said. Okay. Very nice. It happens that this chakira, whether it's a cheftza shel iser or not, you can mamish take through most of the machlokasim that are found here in the achrayinim va'afaresh et sichati, and we'll try to make a shiur based on this. Yeah, Dansgar, what are you talking about? Okay, so first point is the iser here only on bread, or what about sharei devarim? So the shach has a lashain in oz. Beis. The Shach's Lashon is that maybe the Isser is only with bread, because by bread it's not called a Svek Sveka. He's talking about like a more complicated case when like some of the Cholov maybe left some of the food in the oven and perhaps it got to the bread. He says by bread it's not called a Svek Sveka because Al Halachim Yechia HaAdam. You're going to end up eating the bread with something else, no? Shema lo chashav hai, lo yochum cholav la harav sveka klau, kemen haragilusu lecho pasim komini oichlem, karav hadover la ochlo gam kemen cholav. You get an impression from the Shach that he's assumed that this iser is true only by bread, or al koponim, it's only true by those types of food items that the regilus is that you eat with all other foods. But a food item that is not eaten with foods of both genders, so such a food item would not be a problem. Now, in the Achronim, there are some who assume that the Isser is mamish only bread. And that's a shita of the Pri Chadash, who is quoted in the Be'er Hetiv Os Aleph here, to argue on the Taz. You see, the Taz tainted that if I have, let's say, a Fleishig grinder, and I... Right, if the grinder used to be a pariv grinder, and then once upon a time it became fleishig, and if you didn't kasher the grinder, zak the taz, that the spices that I grind in that grinder are going to mamish be treif, like milchig bread. No? You saw that taz in Leis Aleph? The taz says that the spices are really going to be treif. You can't eat it at all. The Pri Chodesh disagrees. What the Taz is saying, l'cha'ora, and this is a point I remember from Rabbi Ganak made years ago when I was in his shiur, is that it's much more of a staber if it's an iser cheftza to limit the iser, to say it's only bread. If it's a gezeira, it's much more of a staber to expand it. That's l'cha'ora the pash. This is a huge discussion here in the Tshuvas Tzemach Tzedek, that's quoted in the Nachlas Tzvi at length, about someone, one year they had a very bad crop of grapes, and the wine, instead of looking nice, the wine looked all yucky, right? So what they wanted to do, I think we encountered this in the Simin of Eim Avat Manasar Chatzchil and Tzadites, but what they wanted to do is mix a little bit of milk into the wine, and they wanted to have a mixture of milk and chelav chita, which is like a wheat product, and mix it into the wine. So then the tzemach tzedek, this tzemach tzedek, by the way, is the tzemach tzedek of Nicholsburg, no? Not the tzemach tzedek of Chabad. Tzemach tzedek is gematria Menachem Mendel. That's why everyone who's named Menachem Mendel writes a tshuva sefer called tzemach tzedek, no? But try to figure it out. I think it actually works. But tzemach tzedek is gematria Menachem Mendel. So the tzemach tzedek in the tshuva says that it's usur to add milk to the wine because, he says, that's ein mevatlin isra l'chatchila. And it's also to add chelav chita to the wine because ein mevatlin isra l'chatchila as well. So the Nachlas Tzvi jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels, and he says, "You tainas ein mevatlin isra l'chatchila." Listen to the lashon of the Nachlas Tzvi. The hacha kol masha asur hu siyag kedin shelo yochal im basar, and that's why it's mutter when it's shina tzuris hapas, etc. And consequently, there can't be an iser of a mevatlin, iser l'chatchila. In other words, it's, the Nachlas Tzvi is saying you can't have a mevatlin iser l'chatchila on something that's not an iser chafza. If it's just a siyag atu, so I'm not going to apply the rules of a mevatlin iser l'chatchila. That's already very interesting. Now, by the way, if you do the math over here, so then the Tzemach Tzedek is assuming it's an Isser Chefta, and that's why this Eim Avat Nisr Chatzchila. The Tzemach Tzedek is also saying it applies to wine, which would be against Rav Ganesh Dekotaira, that if it's an Isser Chefta, it only applies to bread. No? Okay, that was, but that's point one. So the Tzemach Tzedek has this Shtikol Torah, and the Nachlas Tzvi disagrees. It happens that there's a lot of other interesting side notes that come up in this Machlokes Tzemach Tzedek and the other Achrayim. One of the side notes that the Nachlas Tzvi deals with is whether this is called Gnevas Das Habrios. The Gemara in Chulin tells me that Asur Lignov Das Habrios. Brios means humans, meaning even Goyim. You're not allowed to be Gonev Das. It's a very serious issue. And there's a whole simon in Choshen Mishpat, Reish Chav Ches. Is a simon of Gnevas Das, no? It's a real Isser. Is there an Isser of Gnevas Das in this case? If I want to make my wine look nicer, shouldn't that be Gnevas Das? So the Nachlas Tzvi quotes in many of the poskim that's not Gnevas Das, because if it was a bad crop of grapes that year, so all of the meichrim of wine are going to be doing this. Memela is not Gnevas Das. Gnevas Das is when I'm doing something that the others are not going to be doing. There's also discussion about how could possibly entertain that's Eim Avat Manasar L'Chatchil over here. Isn't this Eim Kavana Say Levateo? Here your Kavana is just to make the wine look nicer. Again, a lot of interesting lumdis appears here in this Nachlas Tzvi, topics that we have discussed earlier in the year. But one of the big issues is whether or not this Eim Avat Manasar L'Chatchil, the Chaora should depend on whether it is an Isser Chefza or not. I remember years ago, someone asked me in Shaila whether milchik bread would shreif up my oven. I saw a chayre that should be talay in this question as well, no? If you hold this an Isser Chefza, so my oven then becomes treif. If I ain't lush in Isser V'cholav, if I'm lush and I bake in my oven is now treif, no? But if it's a gezeira, one could argue that out of the gezeira, it doesn't treif up oven. It doesn't kind of chefta machos asuros to treif up an oven. One can make such an argument. Danziger.
What is the
iser?
What would
the iser be? The iser is a chazal made a gezerah that you can't have milchik bread because you might eat with fleishiks. And the chazal were so strict in this gezerah that they said that the bread mamish becomes treif. You know, chazal can make stuff that's treif midrabbanan because of a gezerah. Chol of Yisrael, for example. Or Nachlov Yisrael, Cholov Akum, right? Cholov Akum is out of Gezeira. Maybe it's going to be pig milk. But if the milk doesn't have Hashgacha, right? So it's treif, and it will treif up my kalim. Again, it could be that it's going to be Batul Bishishim. You got Batul Baroiv, not Batul Bishishim, whatever the
deep. That's because the Hashashi is going to assume the word.
What?
That's because the Chazal were Choshish that they're going to put in treif.
Correct. And now we're Choshish that you're going to end up eating it with milchiks. But the fact is, Chazal said it's Aser. Once Chazal says it's Aser, it's treif. I could hear that it's mamish becomes a chefetz of iser. Drury.
From the fact that the Raman here talks about cooking the bread with the pashtida.
Yeah.
Oven, so he says that the bread would become aser, but clearly the bread is still in the oven and the oven is not.
You get the impression the oven's not aser, but maybe the oven is aser. I'll have to kasher the oven. We'll talk about that case in a minute.
Even the pashtida is not aser, just the bread is aser.
The pashtida, it comes from the pashtida into the
bread.
Into the bread, right. So the bread's going to be aser. You're saying that you get the impression the oven is not aser.
The pashtida, which is right above it, is not aser. And you're cooking at the same time.
I'm cooking them at the same time.
The pashtida doesn't.
Is it clear that you don't have to kasher the oven after? I don't know. I mean, again, the next din in Sif Beis is once my oven is fleishik, I have to burn it out, no? I have to do some kashering on it. Why would this be any different? I'm allowed to have a fleishik oven, but if I want a big bread in my oven, it's got to be parv. So that area, that again, we'll have to discuss that pashtida case because it involves some complications. But yes, I think that's correct. Okay, yesh la'ayin in this. Let's talk about that case, actually. That case. It says that ein la'afos pas in pladen a pashtida, because with chayshish maybe it's going to be zav from the shuman on the pas. But if it's zav, and if it's zav, it's keilu nilash imo. Now, there is a big machlokas haposkim how you understand this case. Although the shach and the taz both agree. You see, the taz says im zav tachtov does not mean that the shuman goes under the chala. Here's my chala in the oven, okay? And here is my pashtida. If it's zav, zak de taz, it's going to be that the chala is usher, even though it's not zav tachtov. It didn't flow mamish under my bread. It stopped over here. Still, it's going to be usher. That's what the taz says. And the shach also agrees with that. That's going to be usher. The shach wants to say that if it's zav, it's usher. B'diyaver l'maisa, and even if it doesn't zav for sure, but if the oven is on an incline, it's going to be also b'diyaver. That's where the shach seems to learn. And the crazy uplasi, the Rebbe Rabbi Yonatan Eifshitz, asks Akashi. He says, why l'maisa should it be usher if it's zav and it doesn't hit underneath? The Rebbe Rabbi Yonatan wants to say that maybe it's only be usher if it's zav and the liquid, the shuman, goes under the bread. But if it doesn't go under the bread, says the Rebbe Yonatan, it shouldn't be aser. Because in that situation, it's only going to be a nat bar nat. Now, one could argue that if the Tzemach Tzedek is correct, and we treat it like a cheftza of iser, so nat bar nat of iser is aser. And one could argue that naniach it's a nat bar nat. Right, you have the tam from the pashtida into the oven, and from the oven into my bread. Right? It's tam into the oven, from the oven into my bread, so it's a nat bar nat. So one could argue that, nat bar nat of Isra is usher. The fact is the achrenim are not really saying that it's a nat bar nat of Isra. They're treating it like a nat bar nat de heter. Right? In the whole literature over here, to answer the Plesi's kasha, how come it's usher shouldn't it be nat bar nat, no one says that we treat it like a nat bar nat to iser. You get an impression that they're not saying what the Tzemach Tzedek is assuming, that's like a cheftz of iser. It's like what the Rav said, it's only a gezerah. Aye, so how come it's not muta al tznat banart? So the Prima Godim over here says that this is a case like Tzli, and according to the Maharshal, Tzli is going to be Usr, even B'diyevet. Remember, we had Nat Bar Nat Ayyadei Bishol is Mutter B'diyevet, right? Even for the Rambah. But Ayyadei Tzli, The Ramah sounds like it's mutter, but the shach with the maharshal is going to be usher because you don't have the liquid in between. In this case, there's no liquid in between, right? You have the shumin, which is l'chayre goose fat or something, going straight into the oven, and from the oven straight into my food. There's no nat bar nat bar nat. There's no third nice and tam. That's why the Prima Gadim taina is it's usher. That's the Prima Gadim's taina. The Chavis Das, however, says something which is even, I think, more geschmack by Kshula Halacha, because Lemaisa, the Prima Gadim invoking this Maharshal, we don't paskin like the Maharshal. We spoke about that, no? I said that Rav Shechter said that we don't paskin that Napar Natai Deit Sli is going to be Osir B'diyavid. So why is it going to be Osir here? So Zuk the Chavis Das, I know why. Lashi Tasi, it's Gevaldik. Because at the beginning of Tzadi Hei, in the Siman of Nat Bar Nat, there was a machlekes between the Chavis Das and the Beis Ephraim about Nat Bar Nat Bishas Bishol. Remember? Let's say I'm cooking some food in a pot, and the Tipas Cholah falls on the Daifan Akadera Mibachutz. Right? Is that a Nat Bar Nat? So the Chavis Das, that's not Nat Bar Nat. That's Nat Bar Nat Bishas Bishol. Nat Bar Nat Bishas Bishol is Mamish Usser. Remember, sous vide cooking. Right? That was our example of Nat Bar Nat Bishas Bishol. The Chavis Das says, my raya, Chavis Das always say here, my raya that nap bar nap bishas bishol is also this din of the Pashtida. But the fact is, the Achronim do not treat it like a nap bar nap di isura, right? And that seems to be a raya against the Tzemach Tzedek. A few other rayas, a few other points of discussion that might be shayach. The Pisrei Chuvan Eis Beis quotes about, let's say I have a piece of milchik bread that gets mixed up with other kikaros. It gets mixed up with other loaves of bread. Is it going to be batal? Now, the din of Dovr Sheh B'Minyan is only when it's an Isser Machmas Atzmai. If it's an Isser Al Tzegezeira, one could argue that there's no such thing as a Dovr Sheh B'Minyan not being batal. So that question also might be dependent on this. One of the big issues that might be dependent is the Pisrei Tshuva here in Eis Gimel quotes that the Chavis Das argued on the Plesi's Zeda. The Rebbe Yonason's grandfather felt that a simin helps la'achar afiyah. No? That means, right, remember, either simin helps or breaking it up into small pieces helps. So let's say I make a really big batch of milchig bread and I want to be in business and sell tiny little milchig bread cookies to everybody. Is that going to be mutter or is it going to be treif? So the Rebbe of Yonason's grandfather said it's kosher. As long as it's a simin, as long as it's a small thing, it's mutter. The Chavis Das says, one second, it became a chepta de iser, became treif. How can you kosher it? How can you do a shinui after the afiyah? From the lashon of the Chavis Das, it sounds like he's hemming and hawing on precisely this point. No? If it was a cheftz of iser beforehand, then l'cha'ora, you can't be makel on it after. Masha inkin, if it's a gezerah, you can be makel. For this reason, Reb Moshe Soloveitchik felt l'halacha that you can be makel, like the Plesi's grandfather. And Reb Moshe Soloveitchik felt, and I think some of the older hashgachas in America used to rely on this, that you can do a simin la'achar afiyah, and yet another chiddush, that a simin chitzoni is good enough. The simin doesn't have to be on the bread itself, that my bread looks like an ox, right? By the way, kentura, according to Rashi, means you eat in one bit like an ox eats in one bite. Kentura, according to the Rif, means it looks like an ox. It's like a simin, it's mishuna. Okay, but the Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, Zichron Lev Racha, felt that you could do a simen chitzoni, meaning to say, I can have a plastic wrapper that says OUD. My bread is going to be kosher then. No? Why is my bread going to be kosher? Because my bread is going to be kosher because what's it called? Because if it's a gezeira, so you can be make on the simen chitzoni that's done after the afiyah, etc. There are many other nafgaminas that we can put together, but I just want to speak about one of the big issues that the OU had to paskin on years ago, which is whether English muffins are kosher. The OU gives hashgacha, I think, on Thomas's English muffins, no? Thomas's English muffins are OUD. Milchic bread, trave, OU, modern Orthodox, who are these people? What's going on here? Close the Shulchan Aruch, who needs it? Right? You can hear the argument. So what's the heter? So over there are many heterim. One heter is that it's a different shape. English muffins don't look like normal bread. Now this was fine until Freehoffers started making English muffins that look pretty similar to Thomas's English muffins, but Freehoffers' English muffins are actually parv. Now, I think the Taina, though, you says that no, it still looks a little different. Not sure, like how amount. It's also the OU felt that it could be makel because there's not that much milk in the English muffins, so it's bottle. It's bottle b'shishim. That's already machlekes tzemach tzedek and nachlas tzvi. There's also simen mibachutz, which according to Plessy's grandfather maybe helps, and Moshe Soloveitchik felt it does help. Right? It's not 100% pashut. Why the OU is make on this? But lemaisa the OU is make on the English muffin shayla, which is the issue that comes up here on Simin Tzadi Zayin. So thank you for listening, Chevra. We should go and daven mincha. Have a good day. Tomorrow begin Kuf Chaf.